Representative Shad, you sold out the House today. Yes, that's right. The tickets were cheap. Okay, a few housekeeping things, Senator Victor. First of all, I'm going to have passed out an enhanced summary. And also, I would present some amended language, really two parts, to the... First of all, introduce myself. I am Jim Schatz. I represent District 37, six beautiful towns on the Hill Peninsula where everybody is a champion. And our team's in there. The amended language relates to, in the bill itself, under definitions, number three, limitations on confinement, rights to hearing, that section. After the, in the middle, next to the last sentence, after act of violence, there should be wording which resulted in serious injury or death to another. And I'll hand these to the analysts so they can be put in the record. I just wanted to say that so that others listening would know that these language changes are there. And then in the section pertaining to corporal punishment, he deleted, and this should have happened somehow in the printing.
Representative, you might be a little more explanative where you're...
I'm working on the LD that's in your folder.
Okay, line number?
Line number, that's a good one, 38. Page 1. And that's the First Amendment. And then the Second Amendment is on page 2, line 34. And I'm crossing out the language that's in the end of line 34 and on line 35 and 36 and replacing it with language that says, shall not be used except when other methods of control have failed in order to prevent prisoners from injuring himself or others. Use of restraint chair and four-point restraints is prohibited. So that would be the language that goes in after at line 34.
So your intent on that in that section is to do away with using the restraint chair with four-point
restraints? Correct, but leaves open the issue for the use of handcuffs, chains, and leg shackles. So those would be, at this point, the amendments that should have been in there when this went to press. Now to my testimony. It is the print.
I got us here for this.
The print is large and larger for me, and smaller for you. Good afternoon, Senator Grzowski, Representative Haskell, and distinguished members of the Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. I'm Representative Schatz from House District 37, representing the towns of Blue Hill, Brooksville, Cassidy, Penobscot, Sedgwick, and Surrey. I'm here to introduce LD 1611, an act to ensure humane treatment for special detainees and prisoners. The title of this bill asserts that some activities which take place within the Department of Corrections Special Management Unit are not consistent with definitions associated with concepts of humane treatment. Today, you will hear and read testimony that will give definition and substance to that assertion. You will also hear testimony suggesting that the use of behavior and techniques in question are necessary to assure order and discipline within the institution and protect staff and inmates from harm. These are not mutually exclusive conditions. LD 1611 will not eliminate the need or use of controls and protection offered in an SMU. However, this legislation will bring elements of due process, oversight, and scrutiny into the SMU environment. The passing of this bill will allow Maine citizens to be more informed and certain that what takes place in our institutions is consistent with our values as human beings and the need to return offenders to their communities as productive citizens. is important to note that this bill is not designed to draw attention to a flawed administration. On the contrary, those who work in our correctional system are tasked with a very difficult job and with inadequate resources. Their hard work and commitment are not in question. The legislative intent of LD 1611 is to support and benefit all who work and are treated in this system. I believe that the testimony you are about to hear will provide a background for passing the essence of this legislation. Passage of LD 1611 will not only forward our mission of serving the criminal justice system, it will target our interest in public safety by increasing the number of inmates returning successfully to their communities. And I won't sign off yet because I have a couple other items. I have a handful of testimony from inmates, and I think some others who will be testifying have them as well, but I did receive one last night, and so I made copies of that for you all to have, and I think it speaks very clearly to the issue at hand. I would just comment before I turn it over to everybody else. I know that the people are being very patient, but I note, you may know that we had a tour Friday, and I was reminded of a tour when I taught treatment of the offender to the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, many years ago. I taught treatment of the offender to prison guards. We were called the prison guards then, not correctional officers. That tells you how long ago it was. And law enforcement officers. And we toured the maximum security prison in Canyon City, Colorado State Prison in Canyon City. And I noted that many of the things I saw those many years ago and what I saw last Friday were not that much different. And the discussions with, we did talk to four inmates last Friday. I talked to many more when I took my tour in Colorado Springs maybe 40 years ago. That was disturbing in itself. And I would like to think that even though we've done a lot with technology, we maybe could have done better with our treatment approaches. So I'm hoping, another aside, about that same time, I visited a maximum security prison in Denmark, and not Denmark, Maine, Denmark, the country. And I was struck by the warden I talked to, talked about the prison philosophy, which was looking at any crime as having two victims, and one of the victims was the offender. And I told him that probably is a stretch, and he agreed, but he felt that unless we enter into a rehabilitation context with that in mind, then it's very difficult, and more difficult, I would say, to treat the offender towards some sort of rehabilitative end. So those experiences have stayed with me, and I'm hoping that you'll hear maybe come to the same conclusions I have that we need to pass this bill. And I will be happy. Indeed, we'll be here during the work session and be happy to answer any questions. I'll go